Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 20th, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter June 19th, 2020. 80% of workplaces will shut down as there is no need for them. This may possibly be a chaotic process with enormous losses, or we will make our own rational decision to reduce businesses that are not vitally necessary and will already stop supporting them. How to become independent of others. Remark: as I understand it, my independence is in the voluntary acknowledgement of my complete dependence on society. However, this is not possible because I do not want to depend on anyone. Answer: the fact that you are completely dependent on the vast, universal, eternal desire created by the Creator makes you eternal, perfect, and independent. You cannot get rid of the fact that you are a created being. Therefore, acknowledging you are a created being gives you the opportunity to reach the level of the Creator, to achieve adhesion and equivalence with Him. Question: still, how can an ordinary person become independent of others? Answer: start loving them. Then you will see that your love for them makes you higher than and independent of them, although you think about them and wish them well. This is the only way. You cannot get out of the integral system. The only thing you can do is to ascend inside it. And to ascend means to take care of it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 19, 2020. Make the plan of creation come true. Question: perhaps all souls are a single organism. But how can we say the whole of humanity is a single organism? What kind of organism is this? How is it connected? Answer: we are not talking about physical bodies. We are talking about the inner meaning of creation, where it is headed, the purpose it is imbued with, and what motivations act in it on every level. The inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human levels of nature have their own inner strength, their own vector. Everything hinges on the direction of this vector, even if we fail to realize that it exists in the smallest grain of sand as it does in a huge, remote part of the universe. The inanimate, vegetative, and animate parts of nature are subordinate to the human level. If we directed ourselves correctly toward each other, we would suddenly find that all of nature, all the cosmos, change, their objects would become more benevolent toward each other. We would see that there are no explosions happening randomly, no separation or removal. We would see the meaning of everything that happens in us, within or outside us, in space, in black holes, in everything. All of nature is not just matter but thought. This thought, on different levels, strives for its perfection, for its realization. This is what Kabbalah calls the thought of creation. We must try to make this plan of creation come to life so that it reaches its single, final essence, its form and realization. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 19, 2020. New Life 1237. From New Thinking to New Relations.
Shalom lachem, toda shatem itzarfim.
Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. And today we'd like to talk about a new way of thinking in the post-corona era. Dr. Leitman, we are starting to come out of the quarantine, going back to normal, and many times in our private life, when we have serious crises, turmoils, those that can get back on their feet are those that can reinvent themselves, meaning that such a person has the ability to restore some of what he had before the boom and open himself up to new things. And I think that today this is our biggest challenge. I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about changing the world in my own personal life. If I will be able to adapt a new way of thinking, to relate differently to everything that we had before, not to sanctify anything from the past, but to be open to everything like a child on an adventure, I will be able to reinvent myself. And here I need your help. I have many questions that I would like to ask you in order to advance to that place so that we will really be able to allow ourselves a new way of thinking, a new life. The first question is, what qualities do I as a person have to develop in order to advance toward a new place? Again, what qualities do I have to develop inside myself to advance to a new place where I can reinvent myself? We don't have these qualities, and these qualities need to be the feeling of the disbalance that we are causing to humanity, society, to the closer and broader circles, to all of nature, to the entire universe. Where is this disbalance, and how do we deal with it in order to restore it to balance? On the levels of the still vegetative and the animate, nature is working, and there it's interconnected the way that it is. This is how the system is. Whereas we're developing all the time. We're changing all the time. Especially on the human level, in terms of our relationships. And the problem is that we're all the time in this balance, causing ourselves many problems, troubles, due to the ego that's developing between us all the time. And therefore, we have to learn what is the ego and how do we balance it in order to bring ourselves to a correct and balanced life. What kind of skills or qualities do I have to develop inside me in order to be able to live in balance in this period? To understand what is nature demanding of us. For us to be afraid of falling into disbalance, heading there, because otherwise immediately we will feel how the coronavirus, tsunamis, earthquakes, outbursts of volcanoes, we'll start feeling how all these things are working against us. And suppose we research, and we can say that this is a result of the disbalance between people. What should I change in my life, maybe in my way of thinking, in order to be fit, suited for this new period, era? To simply try and get along with each other. In a way that will be good for everyone. It's to rise above our own ego, obviously. Otherwise, what can you do? And to be good to each other, like a mother, and nature is like a mother, that is telling her children, stop fighting, be good kids, play nicely, help each other. And their egos all the time, you know, really, they go at each other. Well, you're familiar with it. Very familiar with it. What kind of way of thinking should I develop in order to advance and to be able to reinvent myself? What is this new way, more advanced way of thinking? We have to learn from nature also about the balancing forces that exist in nature and to see what do we need in order to rise above our own ego and to be balanced. The main thing for us, we have no problems with technology, with anything. If we don't ruin our lives by the disbalance and we will build a balanced relation with one another, then we will have heaven on earth. What do I have to let go of and what do I have to hold on my way to this renewal? I have to hold on just to one thing, that I am acting to everyone's benefit. That's it. And for this, we have to learn a lot and help each other. The main thing here is support, to support each other, help each other. Okay, and what do I have to let go of? All of our previous relations and relationships, let it all go. Don't use that. Don't use the way it was. Just be good to everyone. To try for everyone to treat each other the same way. Then you can go back to your engagements, and by them you'll cause no harm. And a business that is needless, you won't try to keep it alive. And something that is good for others, you'll keep it to the measure to which it does good to others and no more. Meaning a different intention in our attitude toward life, toward the meaning of life. What should change about the meaning of life? What should be new there? The new thing should be that you feel all of humanity as one system that is drawn to balance by your participation. I want to ask about the principles that you explained about up until now, this new thinking, and to see how should it be expressed in my life. Let's take the relationship, the most intimate relationship that I have with my partner, my spouse. There is me, and there's my spouse. What kind of new thinking should I insert into this relationship in order to suit those principles that you've explained about up until now? It's not something different than how you relate to the rest of humanity or to your friends. It's the same. Do not cause harm to the other, but make sure that the other next to you will feel good. Seemingly, this is how I lived my life up until now too. Could be. I don't know. Look, during the quarantine, I saw two main types of couples. There were those that staying together at home was very good for them because they got closer to each other. And there were couples that maybe their relationships were bad from the start or were bad even before that, and it came them to the final conclusion that they want to separate. What should we renew in our attitude toward our relationships in order to reinvent ourselves? What kind of new thinking should we bring to our relationships? If we base ourselves on mutual concessions, then for sure we can find a good and nice new kind of connection. Why should I give up the things that are important to me? If it's good for a connection, then you concede and the other will do the same. How else? But these things, they bother me. So you can discuss it, agree on something, but still, the connection is based on concessions. Okay, but I don't see that I have the strength to make these concessions. We have to learn. We have to get new kind of education. I don't have that either. I don't get it. But according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, from what I learned, this is what we have to do. We have to develop this. And then what happens is that we have no choice. We only have to develop an educational system where everyone, not just kids, I'm talking about grown-ups too, all ages, everyone has to go through this educational system, learn and advance that way in life. Until the very end of life, we have to change ourselves and be nicely connected with one another, and then in our connection, we will start feeling the meaning of life, which is a feeling of a tranquil, eternal, whole and complete life like nature is. These concessions that you're talking about, you say that the right connection or relationship is based on concessions, because usually who concedes? If we argue, eventually the one that's inferior concedes and we continue. What will these concessions give us? Connection. The fact that I concede to the other, I concede in order to be, or in order to connect to the other, with the other. And so what follows is that to me it's beneficial to concede. It's good for me. The more I concede my ego, and then by that I can connect with the other. And what will I get as a result? In the meantime, I only see what I lose. I conceded something that was important to me. Control. You gave up control. You gained connection. You gained partnership. And also, you've given a good example to the other. That you show him, your partner, look how I concede in order to be in connection with you. And I also want to see these things on your part. Not that you concede or don't, but that you want to be in connection with me. I see that you're emphasizing, I'm actually asking you in this discussion of ours, what is this new way of thinking that will allow me to reinvent myself, and you're all the time taking me to this place of my connection with other people. This is the only thing that we need to correct in our life. Especially that we want to chase away the coronavirus. What do you mean that we have to connect the relations between us? What's wrong with our connection? Between us is our ego, yours and mine. So, right now, egoistically, I want to destroy your ego, and in return, you want to destroy my ego. And here we have to conclude, above our egos, let's help each other. How? By making concessions. What will we get out of this entire story? In the meantime, I only see our efforts, the effort that we make to connect. Do we gain something? We gain tremendous things. First of all, we get rid of the hate between us, the collisions, and we actually come together, connect, unite, reach completion, supplementation. This is what you tell your children. Don't fight. Be good, be nice, better play together. Now that you're talking, I'm trying to really see how it's practically being, how to do it practically, you know, and I'm thinking, I never really want to fight with my spouse. I don't want to fight with her. It's simply that life pushes me into these situations. Your life, your nature, forces you to be superior to someone. And so it is with all other people. So, here, in a smart way, we have to overcome our nature? Where does a person take the strength to overcome his nature from? By feeling the problems and trouble of using it. Now we have to feel that the coronavirus is showing us how bad we are to each other. We're locked at home. We can't come close to each other. We have to keep our distance, 2 meters, mask, and so on and so forth. It'll teach us. What do we have to learn about our relationships as a result of our corona experience? What should be our attitude toward our spouse through our new eyes, mind, heart? First of all, the fact that you have a family. You saw your kids. Lately, a lot, because we're together at home. We didn't go out. Very good. Finally, you have a family, you have kids. Now, maybe you could go play in the park with them, something. It's something that you didn't have your entire life. Yeah, but it's going to be over soon because we're going back to work. What should I? Don't go back to work. I wish I could, but in the meantime, there's no one to sponsor me. But I'm asking in terms of my attitude. We have experienced something. You're talking about family life. We've experienced something that we never had before. Since my children were born, we were never so much together. Now we're going back to normal. What kind of new attitude should I have toward my family self from now on? That you want to keep this connection. You really want to be connected to your family like before, and also half of the day to be with your family. What's bad about that? It's not that you come and the kids are asleep and you're dying to sleep after work and here and there, and you get up in the morning while still everyone's asleep, or you take your poor kid from bed directly to kindergarten. You know, what kind of life is that? So to dedicate, make more time for the family. Yeah, I see my neighbors. In the morning, they get in the car with a cup of coffee and a few kids that they throw in the back and bring them to their different places, and in the evening comes back. What kind of life is that? What for? What for? What are we living for in order to live that way? Let's change it. It's good to pay a person for not making anything, so he won't litter the planet. Just one more thing about the family. The new thinking, our new relationship, what's new there? That we learn inside the family according to the plan of our new Ministry of Education, how to build a good family at home. And at its foundation, what is at the foundation of a good family? Everyone completes the others, supplements the others, sees this as his role in the family, even little children. This is beautiful. Now I want to ask about something not that great. We're going back to work. I work one place, you work in another place, maybe you're a manager, maybe I'm a simple employee, maybe, I don't know, we're very different. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you work, I don't care if you're self-employed or not. In the few minutes that we have left, I want to ask about the relationships that you and I have at our place of work. With what new way of thinking should I approach the people that I'm working with in order to be able to leap forward to something that will be a bit better than what we had? I think that from our talk, this is something that you can already understand, that we have to build a society in which, first of all, we have to create balanced relationships so that the network of our relations will be equal, balanced, so that there won't be inner tension, but that it will be to the benefit of everyone at all of our places of work. And this way, too, extended to how we drive on the road, to how we behave on the street, to our neighboring countries, to the relationships, to the relations between countries. Gradually we have to ride upon our ego that is actually our enemy, our only enemy. If to apply this to our relationships at work, suppose build balanced relations, what does that mean? For the other to feel good next to me. It's important to me for the other to feel convenient, good next to me. Yes, for him it's important, I understand, so he'll feel good, but why is it important to me? Because you'll get the same attitude in return. Because you're not afraid of letting your children go outside, play in the park. You're not going to a place of work where you feel pressure from others, that you're not in competition, where you have to succeed and win. And otherwise, what can you tell your ego? How will you know if you're successful or not? You live a much calmer life. And the main thing is that you're starting to feel inside that system that here, there is simply your horizons broaden, your way of thinking, your life, essence, meaning. What exactly is that? That you start connecting to others and to the still vegetative and the animate as a result, or from there, then you start feeling that eternity, wholeness, and completeness that exists in nature. By a new way of thinking, inside, suppose the relationships that I have with my colleagues at work, I can connect to the wholeness and perfection of nature. Of course. I don't know. Nature is when I go on vacation. No. You're here. You're there too. You're there right now. I love nature. Look, let me live in nature. But when I go to the 23rd floor of where I work, and I don't know how much people really like me there and how balanced they really are. They don't seem really balanced. How do I reach from there to here? It's possible by setting an example, and that they see this example from the media, from all the relationships, and this is how you help each other, and we can teach each other through examples, and then we build a new world. And if not, then comes the coronavirus and makes our life hard. It's the second time that you're mentioning the matter of setting an example also in the relationships with my spouse. You mentioned it, and also at work. Is this something that has to really change inside my brain, that I'm not waiting for someone else to treat me nicely, and I demand of someone else to treat me nicely, but I have to set the example? Start giving an example. Why not? Start. What are you losing? What do you have to lose? Look. It's as if I'm demanded to do something. I mean, why not? He should start giving an example. Why should I? Who are you? So petty. What, because of your ego? Like a little child. No, I'm not going to give him. He should give me. This is how you behave. Come on. I thought this is only how your kids are. I think that the adults are no less children than children. but you have to learn. You have to learn. So what should be renewed in our attitude, our approach, in terms of I'm the one to set the example? Start, and you'll see how much you'll gain. You'll start seeing that through this attitude, you're starting to feel the inner mechanism of nature, that you are in a system of integral forces, that this system is affecting everyone. You have to start seeing nature. You have to see that this is how nature is, that it is a broad, global, integral system, and that you're there living an eternal life. Not even this corporeal life. You'll see the internality of nature. The virus is opening up for us. We don't understand yet. What are we entering? We're entering a new era. Dr. Lightman, I love it. Unfortunately, our time's up. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for being with us. Until next time, all the best.
Are Kabbalists fearless? Question. What are you personally afraid of? Or are Kabbalists fearless? Answer. No, Kabbalists are not fearless. I am afraid of the Creator. I am truly afraid of the doubts and barriers that He places before me. And the further I advance, the bigger and more powerful they are, and I fear them. I have to be afraid of them. If there were no fear, then I would not think about them, prepare for them, or try to overcome them. Homo sapiens consist of fears, what is called awe. And they don't disappear anywhere. He just knows where they come from and how to work with them. Otherwise, if, for example, you give him some kind of injection and his fears, feelings of pain and all kinds of other sensations disappear, then how would he work? How would he move? How would he position himself in any situation? Question. What was the greatest fear you experienced before spiritual attainment and after? Answer, basically, these are fears in which you feel the impossibility of overcoming your egoism, laziness, and powerlessness, and you concentrate all your strength and intentions in order to pull yourself together and turn right to the Creator for help. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 26, 2020.